This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Voices of Defiance. It's a podcast about sci-fi's television show Defiance and all of its universes to include, but not limited to, the video game. We're not experts, just a few fans like yourself that love the show and want to geek out about it. If you haven't caught up to the latest aired episode, you might want to pause right now and go catch up, since there will be spoilers. You have been warned. And now, let's have some fun and get on with the podcast. Hello and happy Arkfall Day! I'm your host of Voices Defiance, Stargate Pioneer, coming at you today from Antarctica, where I am happily vacationing. And with me is the woman with the memes. Her name is Shannon.
Hello, although I'm not the queen.
No, you're a woman
with memes.
You can be the queen memer.
Okay. And, I like this title.
And also joining us today is, you've already heard his name, he is the infinitely quotable Mr. Sean.
What's up?
We'll be talking today on Season 3, Episode 5, History Rhymes. Just a reminder, you can catch us at voicesofdefiance.com. Go to our contact page and find all the great ways to reach us, including our voicemail line, 612-888-ARC-1 or 612-888-2751. And it is still active. I checked, but there are no voicemails. Hit us with voicemails, people. Hit us.
Hit you.
Okay. Just want to say thank you again to Nicole Munoz for spending some time with us last week. That was rocking.
Even though she's dead.
Well, no, Christy's dead. Nicole is alive exactly. And fine.
Christy lasted 15 seconds.
Nicole's alive
and well.
Nicole is fine.
So, you know, we're going to see her in dream sequences. We saw some dream sequences this week. It's possible. It's going to happen. I see it happening, especially with how screwed up Alec is.
Maybe when he calms down and quit getting his butt kicked.
He did quit getting his butt kicked, and he proved two things. One, he does have a spine in there somewhere. He is a tar. Because he put the knife to Mama's throat and he got the crazed look in his eyes. So he's got that. Also, he proved that Romtok's people, you're completely safe as long as you're in a vehicle. Because they cannot, from 15 feet with a submachine gun, they still cannot take out a driver. So just get in cars. People of Defiance, get in cars.
That's why they need all the dead people on the side of their, you know, they're tying them, they're cutting the heads off and tying them to the side. It's the look, because they can't do anything. They want a fear of intimidation.
Take out a tire, maybe. I mean,
shoot low. I don't know.
I have no idea. Just disable the vehicle somehow.
They cannot do. I mean, there's the butcher of Tulsa there, and he can't even get his people to shoot a car.
Well, he can't even take out Alec. He went one on one on Alec, this untrained little boy. Right, and he can't.
Last season, when he threw up when just putting a charge blade in Skeever. That was last season. Remember
that? His wife had to defend him from Hellbug. So
I know. He's grown a pair this time.
Yeah, killed a dude.
Good for him. Good for Alec.
They're gonna have to go back and take care of Romtok because they got to get Daytac's charge blade back. You know, that's the whole thing. Daytac with the charge blade, Defiance is back to normal.
Now that Alec's back and they don't have to be afraid of him anymore, now they're going to have a whole other set of problems now that he's back. But
as we saw in the previews, not going to be one of them. But we'll get there later. In the meantime, I want to start out. I found some ratings on Defiance. They're few and hard to come by this year.
But they are there.
We got Live Plus 7 ratings from the season premiere. I told you to take 3 weeks. It's 3 weeks later. We got them. So this is from June 12th. It was the fourth highest percent increase of all shows. It was beat out by Orphan Black at 216%. It was beat out by Royal Pains. What? That's a USA show, right?
Who watches that?
I guess 114% of their viewership is Live Plus 7. Guess. And get this, the number three. Are you seeing this in the show notes? The Team Mom special at 95%.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
What the hell?
I didn't even know.
That beat out Defiance?
Yeah, 95%. So
we're going to say those three don't count, and Defiance made number one.
Defiance is at 87%. It got a total, Live Plus 7, of 2.074 million, and it was...
Yeah.
Overall, for all the shows that week, it was 17th, and it was beat out at number 16th by Dark Matter at 2,084,000, and it had a 63% increase. So Defiance obviously beat the Live Plus 7% increase. So we got.
Now, I thought they were going by Live Plus 3 now.
Well, I couldn't find any Live Plus 3 ratings. If you can find Live Plus 3 ratings, go ahead and we'll talk about those. But the only ratings I found were Live Plus 7 from 3 weeks ago.
That's still good, though. That's still good. It's still for a season opening for the, I mean, because June 12th is when it came back. So that is good. And I know that the ratings have gone a little bit higher that since then if you use the Live 3, because I have seen the Live 3. I just don't know where I found them.
Well, as long as the percent increase maintains in the top 25, we will see the total overall Live Plus 7 ratings. But if it drops, we won't see it at all. So that's just how it's rolling. So this week, we watched History Rhymes. So 3 weeks later, we've gone through the premiere, which was episodes 1 and 2. We've gone through the next 2 weeks, which is episodes 2 and 3, or 3 and 4. So we're at episode 5, History Rhymes. It was written by Pam Nigam. I have no idea if I got that name right, but he is a Defiance writer. Yeah, probably not. You go to the Art Clamor, you'll see that Stargate Pioneer can never get a name right. He also did
Psych, right?
Yep. He's a avid Defiance producer and writer, also did Psych. And then it was directed by Felix Alcala, who is very experienced. He even has some BSG cred, so we got some... Some BS.
Quit hissing.
It was the webisodes. Come on, you like the webisodes. Oh, whatever. You enjoyed that for years.
Years, sir. Years.
I did. I got burned out.
I mean, decades if you want to count the original.
Yeah, I was a huge Battlestar fan for a very long time. And then, you know, I think I just got overexposed, just a little overstimulated with it. And then during the middle of it, the writer strike happened and just kind of ruined all the characters for me.
The writer strike did a lot of ruining for a lot of shows that year.
It did not go well. What was the one you watched with, what's her name?
Army Wives.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
Catherine Bell.
Horrible. They ruined my character, girl.
Have you guys watched The Astronaut Wives at all this year?
The what?
I have not.
It's a new series called The Astronaut Wives. It's a summer show, and I have not had a chance. I think it's on CBS, but I'm not sure.
That seems like it was going to be...
Astronaut Wives.
Yeah, it seemed... Picture this. This is the gist. I caught about 15 minutes of one. This is the gist I got. Real Housewives, or wherever the hell they are...
In the 60s.
Meets... Like that, what was the show they did recently that they were going to make it a show, but they made it a miniseries instead?
Ascension.
Ascension,
which
yeah.
did not do well.
Yeah, I think it's Real Housewives of wherever meets Ascension. That's kind of the vibe I got.
Ascension had an outstanding first 30 minutes and outstanding last 30 minutes. You take out those
everything in between.
5 hours in between and you're fine.
And it would have been spectacular. SP and I were slogging through that going, God, did you see the fourth one? Yeah, I saw it.
I didn't even finish it.
We were just desperately trying to get to the end. And at the end, we're like, yes!
I didn't even finish it. I think I watched the end of the second one. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Let's just go ahead and delete it.
Okay, so I was thinking about this on my drive to Antarctica. So who would win in a fight? Jamie Murray or Trisha Helfer?
Are you talking Stama or Six or Jamie Murray or Trisha Helfer?
Well... Stama or Six or Stama or that whoever she played in Ascension, it doesn't matter. She plays the same character, just one's a robot, one's not. So let's go Six. Stama and Six.
I think Six would win.
Six would kick that. She is a battle.
She's
basically,
a robot.
She's a Cylon right. who is specifically
not
crafted
even really a competition
to be a fighter.
There,
yeah.
And you're making me speak against my girl there.
Even
so
the Cylon, what? Wow, Sixes are badasses. I mean, the Cylon were afraid of the Sixes.
The Threes loved her.
All right, whoever she played in Ascension, that woman in Stump.
Oh, Stama would just Stama. Eat her.
Really?
For lunch.
Because
oh.
they're both conniving. They're both manipulative.
That is true. However, Stama. I don't think the chick in Ascension, Six or Trisha Helfer in Ascension had that gear in her where she would just club somebody to death or poison them with whatever or take the necessary steps to ensure survival. She was a conniver and a backstabber. Stama is a survivor and a strategist. Stama would eat her for breakfast.
And then poison her.
I think the Trisha Helfer character, Somebody in the chat room knows her name. I can't remember that. From Ascension, the character that she played. She was a survivor. I mean, you had to... It's the same sort of...
She wasn't the same type of survivor as Stama. Stama threw people off the airlock to survive.
Well, I basically, so does Trisha Helfer's character in Ascension.
I will give you that there is a great number of similarities. I just think if you cage match the two of them, Stama's coming out. With Trisha Helfer's head in a bag, probably.
Ooh. No, that's Alec that takes the head in the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
She's just going to be a lump. She'll be a lump on the mat because she's been poisoned.
All right.
Or eaten.
All right, so history rhymes. What'd you guys think? Good, my bad?
God, there's so much of Jamie's skin in this episode. Yeah.
Well, she had something on in the need want. She actually had clothing on.
Okay, let me just say this. I don't understand this. You go from making out in the bird's nest, which is what I call his lair.
Shannon made me freeze frame that, and she's like, it's a bird's nest.
To the whole town is freaking out because she's with this gigantic purple people eater, the Olmec, and that everyone should be scared of. And here she is flaunting her new boyfriend, and she takes him to the need want. I don't understand it. She's in the bird nest, and then she sacks him in the need want.
Look, this is very simple. This is a lifelong...
Look what I've done.
a lifelong mystery that has been solved. We've been asking this question since 1990-whatever when Jurassic Park came out. Where did Velociraptors go? They turned into Olmec. And that's what it is. They got their little bird's nest. They're super lethal.
Did you even see Jurassic World?
They're hunting. They hunt in packs.
Did you see Jurassic World?
I did.
Okay. So no spoilers, but your statement there is kind of... false.
No, it's true. That's what happened to the Velociraptors.
You're saying the purple ones became the Velociraptors.
Yeah, see, they split into two distinct groups.
I don't know.
Groups.
Stama's pretty much a raptor sometimes.
No. Yeah, but she's a white raptor. Those are different. different genotype.
Purple, the new white meat.
Yeah.
Purple Olmec penis.
Oh my God, the lines Daytek had in this episode were killer. They were awesome.
You must have had fun filming that one scene when he's bouncing bear up and down, just talking bad about his wife the whole time. It was funny.
I had a whole Mary Poppins / Stama moment there. Are you quite finished?
Making his fingers smell like my wife.
Oh my God, that should be on a shirt. That should be on a shirt.
Oh, the two of them. And she's like, but I love you.
What was it he said? You know, Grandma Stama likes new purple enchanter penis. Are you quite finished?
Oh, they're definitely having fun this episode.
I would suggest to you that there's a significant there's a significant portion of the population. Try and get that sentence out without not trying to say purple. That would enjoy purple enchanter penis. In fact, that should be something that we give to Adam and Eve as their next thing. You know, because like when Avatar came out, they had the blue fleshlight. They could totally do purple enchanter penis and make millions off of it. Millions, I'm telling you.
Well, just
I just think the lines were awesome.
Genius.
Just
he's
get a hold of your
flowers at her. She's ducking and she's like, y'all being submissive and brushing her hair. Well, is there something deeper going on? What do you mean by that? What do you think he means by that?
How deep did he go? That's what he meant.
So Davo the Geek in the chat answers my question David. About Ascension. And he says her name, Trisha Helfer's name, was Viandra Denninger. So,
is he Stama? That sounds better.
Stama, Viandra? I don't know. Viandra was...
Viandra's a sexy name.
Yeah, very much. Well, she was the head of basically the Ascension version of the Need Want. So.
Oh, and like he also says he likes Catherine from Jag. David, I love you more.
Everybody liked Catherine Bell.
Catherine.
That girl had stems.
Catherine.
So.
Shannon's just in like, just thinking, like, she's like.
Do you remember how many?
Shannon went very fangirl.
All right, so Catherine Bell or Amanda Tapping.
Shannon's head just exploded.
Why are you torturing me? These are the girls. Why are you torturing me?
Because I want to know.
Catherine Bell or Amanda Tapping? I think Amanda. Amanda
for what?
For sure.
Like, you prefer Amanda or you would rather have Amanda's legs wrapped around you?
He never finished the question. Them for what?
I don't know. Just one or the other. Which one would you want? Like,
she'd probably rather have Catherine's legs over her shoulders but hang out with Amanda Tapping.
You're horrible.
Is that not true?
I don't know.
I don't It's true. Just trust me on that.
What combination did you say?
I said Catherine's legs over your shoulder and hang out with Amanda.
Okay, quit being sick.
That's not sick. That's the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. I can't handle it because I can't decide.
All right. So we get to see Nolan has a sister and her name was Rebecca. And we also know that Nolan's parents were vaporized. So now we know why Nolan is so screwed up if we didn't know before.
And now you know what Nolans mean. I mean, what it means to be a Nolan, you live or die together.
I think I was dead on. Like, Nolan is great to have in battle. It's when you get him out of battle that it's very bad for everybody. And he was not a great dad. He tried his best, and he did prepare her with the lessons that they really needed in the world, because you can't be a nice person and live in that world. I don't think you can be like one of those pacifist type people.
No longer a suburban dad.
But at the same time, that's a little girl, and he trained her the only way he knew to train her, which is how you train a soldier.
Well, he's a soldier, so.
And it was it was not one of those, you know, father of the year moments when he's like, hey, kill your first man at the age of 10 or 12 or whatever.
Because he's so much of a soldier, he didn't even realize how much he messed her up.
No, I mean, he realizes now looking back at it, and, you know, she was going to kill him, you know, and then snuggled up in the crook of his legs like a cat.
That's a whole turning moment.
Yeah.
She's a cat.
she's kind of a cat. But there's nothing that really linked the two. I mean, you always wondered how that happened growing up and everything and how she became who she is. Well, now you know, and it isn't such a great thing. She has issues. So does he.
That was such a messed up scene in the shaming rack in that
when they were using him as a dartboard?
Yeah, Nolan just goes up and kills
him. She was horrified.
I know. But I mean, I think Nolan, you know, in retrospect, I think Nolan killed him for a reason. I think he didn't want to see him up there suffering anymore.
Oh, I think it was.
I don't think so.
I think it was him, because he had a lot of anger issues. His planet had been invaded. Everybody he knew basically was killed. His entire way of life, his entire home planet was, for all intents and purposes, gone, and no way for it to come back.
Man, that was such a disturbing scene.
That'll mess you up. It'll mess you up, and you're going to do things that perhaps on reflection you regret, because you need that time to adjust and heal, and different people heal in different ways. When you're a warrior, I'm guessing you take it out on the thing that you blame. And I'm not saying he was right and he didn't, you know, that he should have, I don't know, gone a different way on that. But to have your 10-year-old
sitting there coloring.
Yeah.
While you're throwing darts at it.
Yeah. That's, I mean,
that's a bit damaging.
Yeah. A little.
She has no memory of it though.
She does now.
Yeah. True.
Well, it was in there. It was in Nolan's head, which is why she saw it. So and she probably just blocked it out. You know, just because kids are resilient that way, they'll just kind of forget things that become too traumatic or that are too traumatic. So there's a lot of that I'm guessing just was disconnected from her. And it shows you what Earth was like before all of this kind of thing happened and how people adjusted and how people had to live. And it wasn't pretty at all.
Right. And at the end, Arissa was going to have a happy ending. She was going to take the land cut. She was going to go out to California or whatever they call it, Arc LA or whatever they call it, and meet up with Kenya clone. And they were going to live happily ever after. But no, Yule screwed it up and they have to live together within a mile of each other.
What was that movie from the 80s that they had?
Deadlock.
Deadlock. They also did on Star
Trek. Where they wore the collars and they couldn't.
They couldn't go too far apart.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Deadlock.
They also did that in Star Trek.
Ryan in the chat corrected me. It's Angel Ark. Thank you very much.
Oh, they did that in the Next Generation episode where Picard and Crusher were connected.
Yeah, that was like a mental connection, though, wasn't it?
Might as well be. I mean, it's all magic, right? It's some future tech will take care of it. I mean, we're not talking about Star Trek. Yeah, plot requires.
You know, it's funny, speaking of things that you recognize from the other shows, the other sci-fi shows, did anyone else catch, what was it called, the Dread Harvest that the Omek do? That is so the Wraith. I mean, the Wraith from Stargate, where they go and they capture their thousands of Votans and stuff, and they collect them. It's like the darts coming down and scooping them up.
I dropped a dread harvest in the bowl this morning, and it was
Oh my gosh.
Do you ever have one of those ones that's just so big you can't believe it'll flush afterwards?
How did we get there from what
All right. If you have problems with that, email Turd Ferguson at
turdferguson@gunnageek.com.
Oh my
gosh. I'm talking about the Omec, and you turn it into turds. I don't understand that.
Dread harvest. You guys don't get that between that and poop?
No.
Seriously, how do your brains work?
I'm thinking Wraith.
Normally, our brains work normally.
Normally, yes. We're normal people. You, on the other hand, I
genius! Ask Kayla, she'll tell you.
Can't even label you.
Daddy's a genius.
See, we're normal. We need Bluetooth for the brain.
That was a great line. You're adorable. That was so cute. She crushes so hard on Amanda.
I know. Mandy and I have this bet. If you go both ways to Kinsey, I was like, whoa, you actually said that. Doc Yule for the win.
I know.
And don't think for one second that Yule hasn't double-crossed the double-crossing Kinsey.
Oh, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping.
That reminded me of another
Star Trek. It reminded me of Data when she's from Star Trek when she's like slicing into the back of her neck and then she closes it back up.
Reminded me of Matrix.
Oh, that too? Yeah.
A little bit.
Boot me up, Bob.
Exactly.
This was a great episode.
What purpose does Samir have? Why did they even bring him on the show? What's going on with that?
To be a redshirt.
I guess. I mean, why do you need a veterinarian in case the hell bugs suddenly develop an illness? I mean, why? I don't get it.
We don't know yet.
Obviously.
Maybe he's a frog lover and him and
there was a pretty good shot of the frog this
There was a good shot episode. Of the frog, I'm telling you. I can't wait for him to like start hitting on her. She's like, no, that's my boyfriend over there. And then the camera pans to the frog.
No, she's already crushing on Amanda.
What's the frog's name? Mandy? Kermit? Come on, Sean. Give me a good name for the frog.
Oh, no. Kermit's pretty good. I was going to go with Clarence.
Clarence. Suncast in chat says, totally agree with you. Yeah, somebody agrees with me. I didn't understand why he just didn't get killed off last week. They seem to be giving him a bigger role. Yeah, except for when it was time for him to do something, he's like,
step up or stand out of the way. I'll just stand over here.
I once did a brain operation on a cat. It lived for about a year and a half.
I'll take it. Get a credit card. It's, let me tell you, as a professional who works in law enforcement, it's so hard for me to watch them try to do CPR and when they're like barely pressing into the chest. I was like, come on, make it look more real. They need
That's what you got?
Yes, that's what I got out of it.
That's where you got? And you blame me for my poop dread harvest jokes and you're got like, the CPR is not regulation and
yes,
real.
Yes, because you're talking about poop.
That is entertainment gold.
Poopinger's no longer with us.
And thank goodness for that.
Poopinger has left the
building. About six rounds in a gravity bomb in there. Yeah, I'm guessing
a singularity,
no
yeah.
We technically did not see the body. We saw his skeleton and his face melt off.
He was terminated.
We didn't see the body.
Terminated.
You saw the bioman pretty. Pretty as his face is being blown up.
There's three biomen that are out there with a load of weapons just looking for a home.
Which one got away? Well, which one got away? Which one died?
Ringo died. So the other three, George and John and what's the other Beatles name? I can't even remember.
George, John, Ringo, and
Star. There we go. I needed the Ringo to get to Star. No, Ringo and Star. I forget.
Ringo Star is his last.
Ringo. I pulled a beef clutch moment. It's not working.
George, John, Ringo, and no, seriously, dude,
it's not working.
You're scaring me.
I'm not really a big Beatles fan, but all right.
I was more of a Monkees fan.
George, John, Paul, Ringo.
Paul! There we go.
Paul McCartney, only the...
Yeah, the whole guy that's still awesome.
Yeah, right. All right.
Gotcha. Davo's like, Paul McCartney, dude. Come on.
Moving forward.
So there's three biomen in a couple of rollers rolling around with a bunch of weapons.
No, they're going to need more than a roller. They can't fit all there together.
Well, they don't have to be the Fab Four anymore. They could do it like Green Day. That's only a three-person band.
Genesis.
Even better. Look at that.
The Bengals.
The Bengals are a foursome, and no.
They're not anymore.
No.
Come on.
Debbie, you only need a drum machine. You don't need Debbie anyway.
Don't be dissing all my girls there.
You're the one who said three.
Michael's not
the logical one to get rid of is Debbie, because you could replace her with a drum machine. Shannon is desperately trying to fart. She's got her red fart face on. That's what I think of that.
That's not what I was thinking, but that sounds better.
I give you this much greeting.
Okay, Adina, she's a lot freakier than I once thought.
Yeah, I like her.
I think she's a spy.
Of course she's a spy. She's going to be like...
She's all grill and stomma. What do you think of Rom-Tok?
She is dating Rom-Tok on the down low. I'm sure that's what it is. She's like, I like dangerous men.
Well,
that's
what she
sounds like verbatim, by the way.
Thing from Alec last week, and then all of a sudden she jumped from Alec to Rom-Tok. I'm like, well, what happened? And then, well, of course, Alec comes in, tries to kill Stama, so she's instantly probably like, ooh, this is the type of guy that I want.
You get my beads all wet.
The crystals that she stole from Stama.
I'm telling you, that one, she's bad news.
She's going to die. It's
it
okay.
Would have been better if Daytek had been like, Adina, come here, and then just slit her throat, because I think she has a role to play, and that role is going to be bad for the TARS.
Okay, Adina or Treasure Doll, since we're doing...
Oh, Treasure Doll, hands down. I mean, if you're talking chicks that are bad for you, Treasure Doll is totally...
We have not seen the full Adina. If you're truly thinking that she is dating Rom-Tok on the down low, she has got some evil in her.
I don't think she's dating Rom-Tok.
Yeah, but Treasure Doll was cuter because she was like at least full of snugglies, but you knew she was going to try and kill you or somebody else you know very shortly.
Worth snuggling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally worth snuggling. I mean, and the stab wounds afterwards. No, Treasure Doll is totally worth
it. And she gave a great performance at the end, so.
I'm telling you.
She felt better than anyone I've seen.
Gravity does work, even on her.
Treasure Doll leaves the show and the arc blows up. I think there's some correlation there.
Hell yeah. That and Christy dies. In fact, everyone who's broadcast from there has pretty much died so far. Anyone who was a regular DJ for the Arch has pretty much died.
Mm-hmm. Very
true. All it takes is Alec. We just need to get rid of him. And then we're like,
I am happy that Alec is actually coming into his own this season. I've been needing to see that scene with him for a long time, because in the past, I'm like, whatever. I don't care if he's a richer.
Well, he had to do it. Otherwise, he would have died.
I know, but last season, he was, oh, my hand hurts, or I don't want to kill Skeever. I mean, he was in, or let my girlfriend kill the Hellbugs for me. He was a wimp last season.
Skeever. So, I rewatched that scene. He's like, Skeever's like, come on, of everything I've done for you and your family, come on. And you say, okay, I'll give you an extra day or whatever it was. And
so he's not taking any more lip from his mama no more. That's good.
Yeah, he's got the crazy eyes now. That's good. He's got the family crazy eyes, which is what he needed.
Well, he was raised that way. He might as well see it show up eventually.
Yeah, although you know he can't kill Stama. See, what he should have done is just slit Adina's throat just to let these these families know that he means business.
You just want to kill him. You know what? Adina's probably dating CCBB. That's what's going on. And they're both going to get caught.
CCBB is trading up, if that's the case, because CCBB is not really his level, man. I mean, he is traded up. Just hold on to that, because that's about as good as you're going to get there, CCBB.
All right. Do you guys have anything else for the episode here?
We have lots of things for the episode.
Yeah, go shoot.
Jamie.
I called her like the, because Shanna had to work during the...
You called Jamie?
Yes,
please do call Jamie. Call Jamie.
I called Shannon when the episode was live airing, and then right after she got home from work, I'm like, so did you see the episode? She goes, I saw the only important part of the episode. I'm like, what? She goes, I saw a couple times. I saw the most important part of the episode, which is the Jamie scene. And I'm like,
I had a fire alarm go off right in the middle of that episode.
She's like, that's all that I cared about. Forget
that Conrad Coates was in the scene, too. Oh, I saw that.
Dude, let me just say this now. He's never been in the scene for me.
He's the stunt junk. That's what he is. He's the stunt junk for Shannon.
I've never seen him there.
He's like, purple what? I don't understand.
He's a prop holding her up.
So I'm surprised, you know, after that scene that there aren't just a mess of pink, right? Because all her white makeup and all his purple makeup.
I told you that's how the human race was built. From velociraptor purple ooze, and then
more like lilac color now.
I don't know. It depends on how you mix it.
Okay, other than the wonderful Stama that we saw, what else you got for the episode?
Well, we didn't see the face of the Von Bott guy that showed up at the camp. So I'm wondering what kind of role he's going to play. Is that going to be our new guest that we have coming on the show?
He's a sex toy distributor, just in from Von Bach. And he is there to do the pancakes.
Rom-Tok was not Did you get the line that he was talking about? The movie? The 1982 movie, The Little Shop of Horrors. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's going to go see if the carnivore is going to kill Audrey. You missed a movie quote.
I missed a movie quote. That's horrible.
You did.
I know. So, Suncast in the chat said, the end of the episode where Nolan and Orisa were on the roof talking was sad, but shot so beautifully. And it was. It was. I wonder what is actually behind there, because you know it's a bunch of green screen, but it was beautifully shot. And they were like, oh, we're going to go our separate ways. And that's what I was saying. Orisa was set to go meet up with Kenya clone, and they were going to live happily ever after. See, all these people have to do is go meet up with Kenya clone in Angel Arc, and they'll be fine. They just got to make it there. Quentin didn't. Orisa didn't. I mean, it's all bad news
from there.
No, what
you need to do is go make an honest woman out of Berlin and take her out of this damn town and love her forever. That's what you need to do. But before you do that, you need to spend about 2 hours and survive it with Kinsey. And that would pretty much make my bucket
survive
list.
Survive it.
It is the key to the benefit program. I'm just saying.
But, you know, some benefits.
That would pretty much make my bucket list a defiance. Because I think Orisa at this point is also a basket full of crazy. So what we're... I would just say... Find Berlin, care and cherish her for the rest of her days, and move her the hell out of Defiance. And then that is the best recipe for being happy in Defiance.
You see the look on her face. Crap, she's not where I left her to die.
How did you know she was here? Never mind that now.
Never mind that.
Just help me find her. Let's follow the blood trails that I'd have no idea how she got those. I don't know where she...
Oh.
I'm
taking trekking
right to her.
I think they're going to end up to be best buds, because... Berlin's going to find out that Sisters. Nolan is the one who screwed her up to begin with. And then just...
I don't think so. I really, really, really hope that Berlin makes it to the end of the season.
I love Berlin. She just needs more snuggles. That's all she needs. Yeah. She's had a tough time.
Well, you got Kenzie. Leave me with Anna Banana.
Yeah, Kenzie, good. You just have to survive for a little while, but Kenzie's good.
Good luck with that, man.
That is the most beautiful woman on the show.
Even if you shoot her twice, she still lives.
Just means she's vivacious.
Yeah, it means she's going to outlast you. And I don't mean like in bed. I mean like in life. Like with
your
heartbeat.
That. Yeah, but you'd be happy the entire rest of the time.
The entire 15 seconds?
Yeah. Whatever it is, you could honestly say you'll be happy for the rest of your life, and that's what counts.
You don't mind giving little nibbles now and then.
Nah, nibbles is good.
It's the chunks that worry me.
Well, it depends on where she starts, I suppose.
All right, you two.
Too much too soon.
What else you got?
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, we got past Jamie straddling the stunt junk, and now you're done, right?
You know, I got a feel for her, though, because I remember her talking last episode about how long it took to get out of that painted on bathing suit, basically. That must hurt coming off the skin. But it looks nice.
It looks nice. So you know it had to be a good episode when Shannon starts cruising through all her pictures from Spartacus, the 5 minutes after the episode. She's just like, look at this Spartacus shot. They framed it just like this, and look at this Spartacus shot.
It's the most skin we've seen of Jamie since Spartacus.
Yeah, it's true.
The only thing I have against this episode is Sci-Fi airing it on July 3rd. I think they should have waited a week. I really do. Because this was...
What, do you think people missed it?
Yeah.
That's what DVRs are for, though.
I know. And in their Live Plus 7 ratings, as we discussed earlier, are great. But yeah, I think that they should have taken the weekend off.
I mean, I don't know, man. That's what DVRs are for. I mean, and it's not affecting us doing it on July 5th or something like that for the dozen or people who listen to our show. So it's
people
fine.
Are going to do exactly what I did, where I had to work. So I came home and I watched it.
Yeah, it's fine. I think people are past that. You know,
I'm in Antarctica, so it's a little bit different for me.
But you know, that's the whole purpose of having the Live Plus 7 or Live Plus 3 is for the people who can't make it on the night of.
Yeah, but you're in Antarctica in July. What is it, about 50 degrees there?
Actually, the air conditioning is on. So
in Minnesota, the air conditioning, do we even have air conditioning? What's air conditioning? A fan?
No, there's full-blown air. It gets humid here. It's like 10,000 lakes, man. There's a lot of water in the air.
You're in Minnesota at the moment?
I know. I'm in Antarctica. I don't know what Sean's talking about.
Minnesota.
I don't know. It's just, visually, it's no different.
I have
than
no
anywhere.
Idea where Minnesota is. Oof-ta.
Minnesota.
Who? Don't you know? You betcha. All right. Next week is episode 6, Where the Apples Fell. Hopefully, we'll have some more ratings information for you.
Yeah, apples is good. It's nice.
I mean, grapes. Purples.
Plums. No, I'm not talking about the purple plums. No, plums. I'm not talking about those.
Whose purple plums are we talking about?
It's fruit metaphors all week, next week on Voices of Defiance.
All right, you guys ready for a network promo? Because I'm so ready for a network promo.
Oh, yes.
I think he's done a show.
My plums are a Twitter.
So we're part of a network. It's called Gunna Geek. You can find it at gunnageek.com. And one of the other podcasts, there's like a billion of them. Not 15, whatever. But one of the other podcasts is called Art House Legends. And what they do is they take a deeper look into the theatrical legendary films. Doesn't necessarily have to be sci-fi, but any film out there that is just, you know, one of the best of the past 100 years of film or whatever. And they've started their summer stint right now with the Terminator 2 Judgment Day. So they kicked it off and they talked about the double feature, which I, you know what? I was thinking about this. I don't think you can watch Terminator without Terminator 2 these days, because you got to have them bang, bang.
Yeah. Yeah, it is definitely the T2 is the best of the T series that I've seen thus far.
Right.
Although I really did like the blonde chick in T3, and I know that's blasphemy, but still.
Well, who didn't?
She was yummy.
It definitely. So they discuss the Terminator as a horror movie villain hero, the franchise anchor, while frequently veering into the critique of the other entries in the Terminator saga, and finally pitching our dream Terminator sequels. Enjoy. And of course, our lady, Pilar, who is still around because we have not seen a body.
That's right, exactly.
Linda Hamilton will be seen in both those movies. So if you like Linda, you should check those out.
Especially T2, because in my personal opinion, that is the sexiest and the most badass that Linda Hamilton has ever appeared on film.
How's your knee, T2? Doc?
Oh, man, how's the knee? Oh, man, was she bad. I had such a thing for Linda Hamilton after that movie. I still do. She's just amazing, and she's got super sci-fi cred. So, I mean, her and Sigourney Weaver and a couple of the others really are the big screen
women of sci-fi.
Queens of sci-fi, and she is just amazing. So, yeah, you guys need to check that out if you already haven't. People under 25, go watch those movies.
Somebody still probably needs to watch Star Wars.
Yeah, I know.
Nicole, if you're listening.
Nicole, Star Wars, girl.
Star Wars. Got to watch the Star Wars. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, go ahead and tweet Nicole and tell her to watch Star Wars. I want to see like 100 tweets to her to go watch Star Wars. I just want to goad her into it, because she's got, what, 5 months left as of right now before Star Wars comes out? She's got some time to catch up.
She got a little. I think it'll be, and I think the Disney version of Star Wars will be kind of the because
you need to start with the original.
If Star Wars Rebels is any indication of awesome. What Disney can do with the Star Wars saga, then this is going to be the one that I think we all wanted when the last three came out. I think this is an exciting time to be a Star Wars fan, and I am super happy.
As he's sitting here bouncing in his chair.
I am excited. I haven't been this excited about a movie since, God, the second Matrix came out.
You should have seen him on Father's Day. We took him to an arcade, and him and Michaela were playing the Star Wars game.
Yeah, it was the big one that's a surround sound pod, and you kind of sit in it, and it puts you at Yavin or at the snowspeeder stuff and everything, and I have not felt like a kid. I'm a 40-year-old man. I've not felt like a kid like that in decades.
You're bouncing the table.
I know. It was just freaking awesome.
You know what, Sean? I'm going to call you on that. I know, Mitch, you were very much a Matrix fan. I get that. And I'll grant you that you were excited. But I think actually seeing the movie Transformers, you were probably more excited for Transformers before you saw the movie than you
before
were.
Before I saw the movie, yes. I was. Well, Transformers was I mean, you can go right back to my childhood, and there's really three things that were that cool, or that kind of helped form me into who I was. Star Wars was, of course, one of them. Star Trek was the other one, and Transformers. Transformers was always that piece of my soul that was just cool. You know, it was just, and they taught you a whole bunch of, it's kind of where you start to learn about all kinds of stuff. And before the movie, I saw it or anything like that, I was just like, because it was Bumblebee and Optimus Prime and all these characters from my childhood that were going to come back to life, you know.
You're so cute, and you get excited about movies.
Oh, it was cool. And then you saw
it. Cute.
I saw it, and I was excited that I got to see them again. But you know, and then afterwards, they just got progressively worse after that.
I'm telling you, Michael Bay. I swore I would never see anything the man ever did again, and here I am watching The Last Ship and finding out again. I forgot it's a Michael Bay show. I'm like, oh, you God.
Yeah, he does his fast cutting kind of thing really, and his overcomplication of the Transformers really kind of, you know, the look of them. The thing with Transformers is that they're supposed to be about the character, and that they are in many cases more human than humans. And he ruined it with fast cuts and action and everything, which I think should have been a supporting thing, not the main crux of the Enterprise. So I don't know. We can go over it in some other time, but I will say yes, that Transformers was one of those things that I was just super stoked about. But Star Wars, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm hoping I'm not let down, but I'm excited.
I think, Disney themselves are saying they project $250 million open weekend, which is more, by the way, than even Jurassic World got, and they have the number one right now of 208. We talked about it before.
It's difficult to go wrong with Chris Pratt and dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I mean, that is tough. That is tough to go.
I need to see that movie.
Oh, it is fantastic. I watched it on...
Don't.
I watched it on something.
He watched it
on IMAX, right? IMAX 3D?
Yeah, that was totally it. It wasn't something that rhymes with Bodhi at all. But yeah, I did watch it, and it was amazing.
Awesome. Well, definitely, I can't wait to go see that or Star Wars, so that will be fun. Hey, we didn't get a voicemail, but we did get some feedback this week from Christopher on Facebook again. He said, well, happy to see Alec find his inner Datek, especially the look in his eyes in the final scene. Looking forward to Doc's dynamic with her new physician's assistant. Hubba hubba. Pretty sure we know who Tax Spy and Defiance is, or just a really bad case of girl fan crush that can't be filled in a world without social media.
Oh.
And in closing, I like Pappy Datek. Maybe the Tara McCauley genes will produce a true badass. Absolutely. Hey, if you're Bear, Lukey Bear, whatever you want to call him, you're destined for greatness in this world, as long as you can survive.
I love that scene at the end. Well, at least we know the wee one's name. Datek had awesome lines.
Yeah. Okay, on Twitter, of course, we have a bunch of tweets back and forth all week long. It's fun interacting with you guys. Mostly it's Shannon. I'll admit, mostly it's Shannon. I'll throw her under the bus. Beep, beep, beep. But
it's me. It's
yeah.
me.
Yeah, Shannon is a social queen. I'm a hermit.
Hey, it's hard tweeting from both accounts.
Oh, two accounts. Oh, so cute. Some of us have access to a lot more than two.
I was going
to
say, I have seven.
let's see. I'm going to count them right now. Got to open up the app first. So,
what do you use? Hootsuite?
Yeah, it's just the Twitter app.
Oh, okay.
On my phone. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, man, he's got me beat. I thought I had a bunch at 7.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 total.
Well, I don't know. I'll take the video to that.
That is why you're hearing mostly from Shannon on Voices of Defiance, although I chime in once in a while. But we got one that kind of confused me a little bit. Apparently, there's a prop gag going on that I don't know about in the show, the I Am the Log.
Tell me. That's been going on all season long.
So
it's a mystery. No one knows who it is. So they tweet pictures from, they post pictures from the set, from behind the scenes. With different people holding the log.
Yeah, I did see different pictures of where the log was in different scenes. It was even down in the now destructed. See, that's how I know that the three biomen got away, because the log had to get away somehow.
And do you see how good I'm being not making log jokes? Do you see how good I'm being?
Okay, Ted Ferguson. Don't you worry, it's a development later in the season. So we'll find out. And we also will find out how the Omex still know English, because we know about the Arctech in their brains, but we don't know how it's been used or anything like that.
They learned it from the log.
There you go. It's the log. All right.
Come forth, all ye Omex, for I am the log. I am the only log. You will have no other logs before me.
You're a turd.
You shall drop no other logs without me. for I am the law.
Oh, God. Remind me never, ever to give you a vacation again. Okay. If you haven't found out yet, follow our Twitter account. You will have access to the clamors that come out. They're little 18-second bit audios. And as you just heard from Sean, that will probably be going on Clamor at some point in time.
All you children of the log, log on!
go to your Clamor app, or if you just want to listen to our clamors, you can catch us on the Twitter feed at Voices O Defiance. Why O? Because they wouldn't give me one more letter to create Voices of Defiance.
The log is a cruel and harsh mistress.
It's Twitter. It's not the log. So
all is the log.
Oh, man. All day long, I'm going to hear this.
Or you can hear the clamors from the Gunna Geek Twitter account, and that is at Gunna Geek. So I just want to say thank you very much for listening. Thank you to everybody in the chat room for coming out. This was a makeshift podcast. I am indeed not in my studio. I am on the road in Antarctica, and...
He is on the log.
No, I'm on a chair. Although pretty soon I will be, because I got to go cut down a tree. So, anyway.
A log.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention to the log. And next week, as I mentioned before, we will listen to episode 6, Where the Apples Fell, and come back to you with all of our log spottings. So, until next week.
Vivian.
My plums are a Twitter.
About the log?
The log is amused.
Thank you, everybody, for stopping by. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
I must go drop a log.
Thanks for listening to Voices of Defiance. If you want to get in touch with us, you can catch us on Twitter at VoicesODefiance. Email us at feedback@voicesofdefiance.com. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/voicesofdefiance. Swing by our website, www.voicesofdefiance.com, or send us a voicemail at area code 612-888-ARC-1. That's 612-888-2751. This podcast is not affiliated with Sci-Fi, the television show Defiance, or the try-on video game Defiance. Music titled After the Apocalypse by Sneeshnook and Rocket Easy by Sound Road can be found on pond5.com. Catch you next time, and watch out for those hell bugs.
Good morning.
No.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, step number one. Actually, step number two. Step number one is me hearing you. Is step number three Shannon, or is she not joining us this morning?
No, she's making terrible noises at the door, so I'm guessing she's manhandling the block that holds it shut. Because for some reason, after a year of doing it, she still can't get it without going...
I didn't hear any of that, except for you going...
Do you like that meme that I posted? Did you see it?
No, I haven't.
Nobody pays any attention to anything.
Come on.
No. I've just been...
Defy Down Under, my friend Libby, she made it for us.
Nice.
Based off of a comment that we made, I think, two podcasts ago, where you're talking about pantless podcasts. I put it on Twitter.
I'm not wearing any pants now.
See? It's a good thing she made it.
Well, I'm not wearing pants, but I am wearing stuff.
You're wearing the Zardoz sling?
Man, I don't think the female population of the planet could take it if I wore Zardoz. Get up.
I don't think the male population of this planet could
thigh
take
highs
it.
And a nut slinger. Oh, let me tell you.
And you're not purple.
All right. I'm going to
be purple.
Did you post it as Voices Defiance?
Yes.
Okay. Pantsless podcasting in style. Alec.
I figured it'd be fitting since he followed us.
He did. And he is rocking. All right, we're going to try to go live on Mixlr here. We'll see. No idea if this will work. Go.
Go, Gadget Mixlr.
What category? Whatever. It's talk. It's not eclectic.
I don't know. I'm pretty eclectic.
Well, yeah, you are. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
What was that? Was it Sprint or was it AT&T commercial? Remember a long time ago with the guy walking around with the monkeys?
Hey, hey, so, we're the monkeys.
I'm so easily entertained. That commercial, I laughed so hard every time the commercial came through.
Fitz has a monkey. His name is Henry. You need to read the comics. Shield number one.
He has a monkey?
Shannon's going to read the comics.
Probably not. You know, like Fitz always wants a monkey. He's got a monkey in the comics. His name is
Shannon
Fitz.
Shannon has always wanted a monkey as well. For our first 10 years we were married, she's like, can I have a monkey?
Oh, because of Friends. Because of Friends. You were watching Friends.
I did not watch Friends, no. Yeah. I'm not a Friends kind of gal. I watched the X-Files when Friends was on.
All right, let's get this over with so I can go
cut
down a tree.
I wanted a monkey and then you gave me a daughter.
Well, what's the difference?
Which is about the same thing, really.
I've got a six-year-old nephew that's about the same here. All right, there will be no music. Are you guys ready?
Hit it.
We're live in three. Well, we're already live, but we're going to start in 3, 2. Happy Arkfall Day! Hello, I'm your host, Stargate coming... Hello, I'm your host, Stargate Pioneer, coming from...
It's all right, Shannon ripped one in the podcast room here, and she's basically
Open the window! Okay, here we go.
You deserve it.
I do not deserve it. You need to just stop drinking those damn Kickstarter. Oh, don't blow it over here. Oh, God, what is in your ass that makes it smell like that? Holy shit.
You were there.
Oh,
and now
go ahead.
Hey, Mixler folks, thanks for stopping by. Really appreciate you. Thanks for stopping by the chat room, guys. Really
we give you this much log.
Where was the log in the Tevkin Stelma scene?
Dave was like, please go.
we'll see you guys next week.
We know where the log was. We know where the log's been.
Log is in my booty.
The log's been in Stelma.
That's the purple log. That's different.
She's eating the purple people. She's the eater. She gobbles it up.
She gobbles his dread harvest. If they got Kinsey, it'd be two girls in a log.
All right.
You've never seen a dread harvest this size before. Sorry, SB.
Oh, man. You were torturing me, trying to make me choose between Catherine, Amanda, and Jamie.
I know. That's awesome.
There's been points in my life where all three of them have...
featured in your fantasies? Yeah.
The only other one we're missing is Micah. Oh,
I was going to say, Micah trumps all three of them for you, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah. Honestly, she does.
She's pretty cool. I wonder what she's like in person. I've never seen a panel of her.
I have never seen like any like serious videos of her or anything. Yeah.
She's on panels at Comic-Con.
I don't know. I haven't seen any of her.
She drops the F word every other word.
Good.
So like Chloe.
No, she's sassy.
Who does? There's one. Jillian Anderson. Oh my God. I've never heard so many F-bombs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That